Well, once again, I would like to reintroduce my guest here today, who has just released the second album project called Planets under the name Stratos. And Eddie Codrington is the man behind Stratos. Eddie, so nice to have you back here at WMUK. It's been a couple years.
Yeah, wow, but it's great to be back. Thank you.
One moment. I seem to have to hit one extra button. There it goes.
Hello.
Much better. I'll fix that when we in the edit,
awesome.
Although this is live.
Right.
So, like I said, it's great to see you back here and to have followed some of your projects over the last couple of years. You've been very busy. You've been growing.
Oh.
Like crazy.
Thank you. Yeah. I've been trying. It's been interesting, but just doing my best to keep making music.
Your compositions have been recognized with awards, the Herb Alpert Award a few times now, and just the growth, as I mentioned, as I termed it, hasn't been in a vacuum. You've had recognition as this journey has continued, and now that you are producing music, writing, playing, and producing music under the Stratos name, it seems like you have a lot of different directions you could go in.
Yeah.
There's also a whole side of imagery. You love photography as well. And that's part of Stratos.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah. I tried to keep everything under one name. There was a time where I was like, okay, well, maybe I'll, take photos and have a different account or something like that. But then I realized that, the photography, the composition, production, saxophone, recording, like it's all, an extension of something I'm trying to, some narrative I'm trying to create. So I'm going to keep doing it under the same name and see where it takes me.
That's really cool. I mean, there is a radio Kara, and then a off radio Kara.
Yeah.
I never changed the name, but I kind of know what it is to play with a persona or play with an identity. Mm. And I think it's kind of exciting. And how did you, you really had to think hard about what umbrella to put yourself under, what to call yourself.
I thought that, it would just give me some sort of freedom to, to maybe do stuff that I wouldn't normally do. I mean, like with the photography, I'd started that right during the pandemic. So I was just like, okay, this is totally new. I'm jumping into something. I have no idea what's going on. But under this name, I can sort of have the freedom to fish around and to, bump around and to discover and same with music, with production, I've only started producing during the, when the pandemic started. So I was like, okay, well, I can make something that isn't, maybe traditional or something like that. And it just gave me a lot of freedom.
Was it time to, to become more of a self generator for
yeah,
you?
I think so. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, of course, during the pandemic, the beginning of it, a lot of everyone's feeling isolated. And, I just wanted to feel a way to connect with myself and my community. And I just felt like being able to cultivate the skills to be able to record myself and to design sound and to produce. I was like, okay, well, I have all this time. I have these resources. What can I do? And that just made the most sense to me.
The new album is called Planets, and you can get it on a lot of different platforms right now. My favorite is Bandcamp.com, where if you look under Stratos, Stratos, you'll find not one but two full projects there. Bandcamp allows you to preview the music, read lyrics, and get a sense of a few paragraphs about the album there. So it's wonderful to explore the music, but we're going to explore it here on WMUK. Anyway, people will get a taste of some of the flavors on the album. I guess that's the first thing I have to tell folks and tell you. There's just so many different thoughts and styles here. Mm. I think they work in the order that you put them.
Mm.
Some songs feel really earned, like the simplicity of the John Hebert track Saturn, you know, comes after complexity. And there, and of course, we're naming planets. I should, my question, of course, what led you to the idea of planets as piece titles?
Yeah, I think I'm very interested in like collections or sets. You know, I wanted something that was very like contained as a whole, and you know, like the 12 months or you know the planets. And I was like, okay, you know, I could really just sort of like wrap this in a nice little package, and it also allowed me to sort of have that diversity in the styles, because you know everyone knows the planets, and so if I have something that if I have a tune, you know, like from going from Jupiter to, you know, very much complexity to Saturn, where it's, you know, more simple, you know, people can still sort of wrap their heads around it because it's like, oh yeah, okay, you know, it's a different planet.
It's a different planet. So that's useful to you.
Yeah. And I kind of took advantage of that and tried to, you know, not necessarily like put something in there for everyone, because I didn't necessarily do it for people. It was more of just, you know, okay, this is my debut LP. You know, what can I have a lot to say, you know, how can I say it without rambling? So
you referenced that people know the planets. We know the, you know, the astrological bodies, astronomical bodies, astrological bodies, true also. Mm. And of course, Gustav Holst.
Yeah.
The planets. And we are going to get to that movement.
Absolutely.
but I'd like to start off with number two, Venus. What can you tell us before we hear it? You don't have to give it all away.
Yeah. So I'll just say Venus was a collaboration between me and my dear friend, Alex Mansour, pianist, composer, cellist in the LA area. And I'll just say, you know, whenever I receive stems from him, it always puts a smile on my face, because he just, you know, has such a magical way of taking what I give him and reinterpreting, and I think you'll
putting Alex on it.
Yeah, exactly. So I think you'll hear that in this.
Well, here is your first chance to hear, WMUK listeners, Music from Planets by Stratos, also known locally as Eddie Codrington. Here's Venus featuring Alex Mansour. Well, that is just a beautiful introduction to this album by Stratos called Planets. We just heard Venus with Alex Mansour featured, a friend of Stratos, a.k.a. Eddie Codrington. And you had a lot of choices on these tracks. That's what we were, or I was like, what's that? Why does that sound that way? What's going on? Alex is playing, but what we're hearing is all your choices, because he sent you many different options.
Yeah. So the first half of the tune where it's just me and him, that was all written out in terms of the harmony. I was like, okay, here's a progression, you know, can you play this and I'll solo over it. And then at the end, you know, just do something on this one chord. And so he sent me the first part, and it was incredible. And then the second half is completely improvised, and he just created this whole, you know, world. And I think, you know, his ability with film score composing just really came into play. And I was like, oh my goodness, this is like a completely different tune. So then I went back and I was like, okay, I'm going to orchestrate this with woodwinds. And then I sent it back. He's like, oh, I'm going to orchestrate it with strings. And then it just became something more than it was.
Did you want to find the balance between sounds we all know, even the sort of the chiff coming off of your reed and the slight out of tuneness of the piano? Did you want to balance that with the sense of floating outward? It's both very real and also fantastical.
I really tried to strike that balance. Especially with the I think the first half of the record, I tried to use more organic, you know, instruments. I tried to use, you know, drums that could sound, like what you hear on a drum set, you know, just acoustic piano, saxophone with no real like effects or anything, just to sort of like ease people into you know, this idea or this, you know, world that I was trying to create. And yeah.
We'll move on to more music in just a moment. My guest is Stratos, or Eddie Codrington. Excuse me, Eddie Codrington. And the album is available all over the world right now. Bandcamp is where I am checking it out, stratosmusic.bandcamp.com. And it's called Planets. We've just heard Venus. I'd like to hear about Santino Jones. The track is called Earth. We're going to skip Luna. That's a little interlude. And this is one of the small number of tracks with lyric. And it seems like this particular lyric is dealing with earth issues right now. It is a beautiful, it's beautiful poetry, really. And I'm wondering, is it Mr. Jones who came up with it, or was it your composition?
Yeah, I sort of, testament to the technology age, I actually haven't met him in person. You know, we've done a couple of like little projects here and there. And I was like, you know, one day, hey, I'm working on a record. Do you want to rap? And so I suggested a prompt to him. I was like, hey, I wonder if you can rap as if you're an extraterrestrial being coming to Earth for the first time and seeing what's going on. And he took that and made something really incredible.
Yes, he did. Some of the ideas, the imagery here is people being kind of like zombies, waking up just to look at their phones. And it's very hard to penetrate that to begin with, getting so absorbed with our daily lives that we can't see a dying planet, can't see injustice, all of that. Were you amazed when he came up with these lyrics?
I was floored. He's the first rapper I've ever worked with. And
where does he live?
He lives here in Kalamazoo. He works frequently with Sam Peters, one of Ian Gorman's engineers, and he's also makes music under the name Ardea. And they work a lot together, and he, you know, he came to me first originally, I think, you know, for a different project. And I was like, wow, this is, you know, really amazing. I really love your flow and, you know, your lyrical content. And yeah, it was very incredible experience for me. I was like, man, I had no idea this was just a beat I made, and you really just made it into a work, you know.
Isn't it amazing how life can be a series of like accidental meetings and sudden connections?
Exactly. Like, yeah.
Santino Jones does a marvelous job on this track called Earth. Some of the lyrics include this idea: I would trust their artists way before I trust their politicians. Too focused on their speeches, so they never listen. Mm. Yeah, but that's much more extensive than that. So it was kind of a shock for me when you sent the tracks to me. They ordered themselves in alphabetical order, so
right.
This was the first track I thought was on the album, and I'm like, he's made a rap album.
Right.
I'm like, this is a big change
from
what I expected. But now in the context of the album, it really fits. We're here on Earth. Mm. We hear Santino Jones talking about our issues, and it's terrific.
Yeah.
I'm going to let listeners discover that on their own because, as I've said, you can check it out on Bandcamp, stratosmusicband.bandcamp.com, because up next, we got to honor the planets with Jupiter.
Oh,
rather,
yeah.
Not Jupiter. What am I saying? Mars.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Okay. David Binney is a Los Angeles-based musician who actually spent 35 years or so in New York on the scene. He is what I would call just a nonstop survivor who has always embraced playing what he wants to play.
Oh, yeah.
Was he, and so you met him when, because he visited Western a few years ago. Is that how you first?
Yeah, he came and I was a grad student at the time. And so I was tasked with driving him to and from rehearsals, to and from the hotel. And, you know, which the professors strategically do. So I got to spend a lot of time with him and, you know, we got to chat and we stayed in touch ever since he left. And I hit him up for this. I was actually, I hit him up like, I think like a month before I actually needed him, just in case, you know, just to give a buffer. And he was like, yeah, sure, I'll do it. And I was like, oh, my God. And then, like, he, you know, 3 weeks later, he was like, hey, I've got time now. Send me the track again. And it was like 1 a.m. here, and I was in bed. And I was like, jumped out of bed, you know, sent him the track. And I was like, okay, you know, here he's like, oh, there's nothing on this track. I was like, oh, my God, I muted everything. So I was, like, very much scrambling to get him this. But it worked out, and he sent me just... it was exactly what I wanted from him. It was just him. So, yeah.
A tall order, though, because he had to fit into a piece that actually I recognize the theme.
Yeah.
I recognize so much about it. Mm-hmm. I love how it's transformed here.
Oh, thank you.
It is, like, brutally transformed in the most wonderful way. Because we are talking about Mars, the bringer of war. Mm. Is that? Also am I right? The title?
Yeah, and that's, you know, when I listen to Holst's version, I mean, the version that I, like, that's how I feel when I listen to it. It's just so, like, visceral and...
Yeah. It's in 5-4, famously.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea what tempos are going on in this. I imagine there's a bit of everything.
I think it's just in 4 the whole way, but I throw in some... syncopation, that
phrasing
kinda,
that
can
throw me all over the place. What else will we hear besides David Binney's terrific solo playing?
So my team of musicians on this track, I have one of my favorite bass players of all time to work with. His name is Daniel Durst. He's based in New York. We also met at Banff. He, you know, just really laid into that. I was like, hey man, you know, this is like Meshuggah, can we get, you know, just that, you know, as well as my friend Patrick Arthur. He's currently based in Atlanta. Same, met him at Banff as well. And I was like, yeah, you know, just you know, let's get as metal as dirty as possible. And then a new friend I hadn't met at the time when I recorded, but I've since met him. His name is Abel Tabarez. He's a drummer based in New York. And he, I think, you know, really just knocked it out of the park. I sent him kind of like a demo, and I was like, hey, you know, here's like a list of instructions. Like, you know, I'm just going to throw it at you and, you know, see what you do. And he took it and just made it his own thing. And yeah, that's who's on this record.
The album is Planets, created by my guest Stratos, a.k.a. Eddie Codrington. And we are about to go on a big ride. Here's Mars featuring David Binney.